pain in their hearts was accompanied by pain in their lungs. Look at these evil-thinking men, said the sheikh. Hath not God 400 gold dinars? A boy outside shouted, Halwa, and bragged the halwa in hope of some dangs.
Dang means penny. I mean, that dung cannot be written dung, of course, and doesn't exist in Persian language anymore. But it's penny, so you would translate it penny.
The sheikh, with his head, directed the famulus to go and buy the whole of the halwa, so that the creditors, when they eat the halwa, for a while may not look bitterly on me. The famulus at once went out through the doorway to buy with gold the halwa entire, and said to the boy, How much is the halwa in the lump? The boy said, Half a dinar and some small change. Nay, he replied, Don't ask too much from Sufis. I will give you half a dinar. Say no more. The boy put the tray before the sheikh. Behold the mysterious secret thoughts of the sheikh. He made a sign to the creditors. Look, this gift is a present. Eat this gladly. It's lawful.
Here you don't interpret it lawful. You write it is halal. Everybody knows what halal is, even in English language. Yes.
This word that Nicholson uses, fabulous, is that like attendant or servant?
Where?
395 in the old book, I think, is one of the uses. The fabulous went at once through the doorway.
This is Khadem. You remember Khadem? Yeah. The Sufi was talking to Khadem that do this for my donkey do. Khadem means servant.
Servant or attendant or servant is better?
Servant is better because khidmat is to serve. Yes, it's servant. Here again is servant. Okay. Yes.
When the tray was emptied, the boy took it and said, Give me the gold, O sage. The sheikh said, From where shall I get the money? I am in debt and going toward non-existence. The boy, in grief, dashed the tray upon the ground. He raised lamentation and weeping and moaning. The boy was weeping with loud sobs because of the swindle. Would that both my legs had been broken. Would that I had loitered around the bath stove and had not passed by the door of this monastery.
This bath stove is again that pit. Remember, Ulkhan, that filthy pit under the public bath. That's what it is. Yes?
Lick, spittle, gluttonous Sufis, dogs at heart, and washing their faces like cats. At the boy's clamor, all and sundry gathered there and crowded round the boy. He came to the sheikh.
But something is missing here. There are two words over there sitting apparently innocently at the rhyme, which is khayr o shar, means good and bad. But there is a difference between good and bad and khayr and shar. In Persian, they use it almost the same. They are not. Because good or bad, they are judgmental. Khayr and shar are spiritual. Somehow they have a deeper meaning. And khayr and shar is when we talk about the humanity. Rumi will say before humanity there was no khayr and shar. And khayr is the source of ikhtiyar, the freedom of choice that we talk a lot. So here is Cheder Shar.
Yes. What does he use for the English for that?
All
and sundry?
Yes, all and sundry.
Okay.
I think. I don't understand why all and sundry, because Cheder Shar and the Dubad are sitting over there. This is where I'm puzzled as well. Yes. Yes?
He came to the sheikh and said, "Oh, cruel sheikh, know for sure that my master will kill me. If I go to him empty-handed, he will kill me. Wilt thou give leave?" And those creditors, too, turned to the sheikh with disbelief and denial, saying, "What game was this? Thou hast devoured our property and art carrying off thy iniquities. For what reason was this other injustice on the top?" Till afternoon prayers, the boy wept.
Wait a minute, till afternoon. Remember, it was the one day, now it's afternoon, okay? And for lunch they had the halwa. First of all, for the translation, there is no cruel, as far as I see. It's a rough sheikh, sheikh durosht, because the boy will see the roughness, not cruelty. And that roughness is good, because that roughness is roughness of sandpaper when you polish something. So rough is more correct in Persian. Anyhow, you will see that suddenly, these people sitting down around, they become judgmental and they pretend that they are defending the human right. They have a very special interest. They're very keen in just and justice for this baby. Why? Are they really good people? They are not. We remember. Okay, let's look at the story up to here. What's happening here? First of all, there is a good sheikh who has a lot of good deeds and he had a lot of credit. And that's it. Then he said his life was at the end. When is that? Every single day. Because there is no special day. He said his death was close. That is always closed. So it's not a very special situation. But he brings in this and he will lay down and say, "Okay, now I'm dying." The people are being around not because he is dying. They're not worried about a good sheikh who is dying. They're worried about their money. Okay? Now they have a very special interest here. Amazingly, Rumi will make a very clever twist here in this story. Somehow we'll tell you that it was easy for these bankers to give a penny to that boy. But the wudu of the sheikh will stop them. Because he doesn't want that to happen. Normally, in normal stories, the bankers will give him the 50 cents. Get out of here, we're talking about a couple of grants here. Rumi will talk about it. Pay attention. Because this should happen. Let's see what's happening. Yes.
Till afternoon prayers, the boy wept. The sheikh closed his eyes and did not look at him. The sheikh, unconcerned with abuse and opposition, had withdrawn his moonlike face under the coverlet. Pleased with eternity, pleased with death, joyous, unconcerned with revilement and the talk of high or low.
Who is talking to whom? Suddenly the story stopped. Rumi is down. I'm talking to you directly. Because of something. Something happened. What was happening? Huh? Suddenly, our sheikh is under the blanket. This under the blanket we will see later as the abba or cover of the prophet when the Aisha will go under it. This going under a special cover. And he's there happy. Why is he happy? Because first of all, he's not thinking about two things. One is khilaf, opposition, opposites. That was the first rule of the logic, black and white, right? He doesn't see black and white. And he doesn't believe in roughness of a beloved or not being grateful. Therefore, he is happy. Do the same. Don't worry about this story. Our story will finish. Don't pay attention to the form. I'm talking to you, giving you the lesson. The lesson is this. You could be happy when you're happy with the beginning or with the end. You could be happy if you are not worried about the other people criticizing you. Remember, if the life, that heart, will smile at you, why should you be worried about the bitter face of the people? The happiness should happen in your heart. The happiness cannot happen outside. Doesn't matter what the people will say. You have to feel it in your heart. And that's the way to be happy. Let me bring you a lot of samples. Now he goes his own way, remember, to bring you different samples to make it clear. Yes.
At the beginning of the sentence, Nicholson uses the word pleased with eternity, pleased with death. Is that pleased related to one of those levels of the nafs?
First of all, that translation is not correct. Because here, two words are being positioned opposite each other. One is azal, the other one is ajal. Azal means before the beginning. Ajal is a very funny stuff, because it could be the end. It could be interpreted to what, ajal? Arabic. another thing in philosophy for ajal. Anyhow, it's the end. So it's the before the beginning and the end. It's amazing that it's not the beginning at the end. It's not life and death. It's before the beginning to whatever will come. Yes? You were saying?
I don't know. It could be higher or what you... Ajal means when you have to meet with
higher. Yes. Reunification in a way. Yeah. So... be happy with this, happy with this, happy with that, is explaining it just like black and white. Happy with beginning, happy with the end, and not being worried about condemnation of the other people or criticism of the people. It's more than all that. Anyhow, all of this is what? Explaining some position to you. That position is this. That first of all, imagine that the life is smiling at you. Then should you worry about the bitter faces of the people? The one whose hand will be kissed by the life. Does that fellow worry about the